Hey, welcome back. Today we talk about multi-instrumentalists. Yeah, it is episode 7. Let's get into it. Okay, so simply put, multi, more than one. Instrumentalist, someone who's playing music instrument. And so the official definition for this term is a musician who is proficient in playing multiple musical instruments, often in different genres or styles. So you're playing more than one instrument and you're playing it in different styles or genres. And just for clarity, the word proficient is advanced or competent in any art, science, or subject. So it can also mean someone who's highly competent, skilled, fluent, or practiced in relation to a particular task or specific skill. So there, if we move from that standpoint, multi-instrumentalists are like a force of nature. Okay, so in the realm of superheroes in music, in my view, I like to think of multi-instrumentalists as people who are superheroes, because when you learn how to play one instrument, you understand exactly how much needs to be put into getting your phrasing right, learning your rudiments, learning the patterns, learning the rhythms, learning how to play in time with that instrument. And then when you add the element of learning a different timbre, different instrument, and learning how to produce the best sound in that instrument, and still, you know, incorporating and moving along different songs, different genres, playing with other musicians, playing with other instruments, and creating this beautiful harmonic entity that we know to be music that everyone can relate to, then you start to fully comprehend and understand how much of a superpower this is if you are a musician. Now, that's not to play down anyone else and to say that, you know, anything negative. This is just to highlight and to, you know, teach about what it is to be a multi-instrumentalist. And I believe that many people can, even though we are sold the worldview that if you are jack of all trades, then you will eventually be master of none. And I'm a firm believer of that not being true. And these people sort of prove it. They prove it to us. You don't have to be just focused on one thing, though some people thrive in that way of thinking, though people thrive in that way of doing things. That's not to say that it's a cut and paste and everyone in the world should adhere to this box of musician playing one instrument, doing one thing. No. We tend to see the story transcending that. Okay, and so some people that have transcended this over time, we have people like Paul McCartney. We know this from the Beatles. Played guitar, piano, played drums. We have Prince, played many instruments on stage and off stage in many of his albums. Brian Jones happens to be probably the craziest one when I was doing my research to have come across. He played guitar, keyboards, saxophone, recorder, sitar, harmonica, percussion, bells, marimba, banjo, you know, trombone. He played almost a full orchestra by himself. The only thing that I don't see here is violin. Violin and trumpet. Otherwise, everything else. You know, he took the time to learn those instruments, play them well to an advanced level for him to be seen as a force of nature. Joni Mitchell, guitar, piano, lyricist, bassist, vocalist, Esperanza Spalding, and then obviously famously known Jacob Collier, who probably inspired this episode of the podcast. He's great. He's awesome. Picked up by Quincy Jones, and he's been showing the art of music instrumentalist. I mean, yeah, he's just having a blast. He's having fun, which is essentially what music is all about, what playing music is all about. And I personally can understand why someone would want to be a multi-instrumentalist, because it's just, it's play. It's fun, intelligent play. Okay, so yes, now you've heard all of this. Yo, Porsche, what do? I want to become a multi-instrumentalist. Okay, so I'm going to try and break it down for you in a simpler way. This is not to say that this is the blueprint, guys. Please don't come at me. This is just my my offering to you. Should you wish to be a multi-instrumentalist, think about the following things, okay? I'm a student, or I'm someone who's not working full-time. This is what I can do. If I am someone who is working full-time, this is the amount of time that I can put out or carve out to do this thing. So think about the amount of time that you have. Generally, it's good if you're starting out from scratch to think about playing 4 to 5 hours a day, maybe even 8 hours a day. So what are the fundamental aspects of the instrument that I'm wanting to learn? So if I grew up playing piano, I'm now proficient in piano, I'm interested in marimbas or interested in playing the drums, for example. What do I need in order to play the drums in an efficient manner so that I could actually play with other musicians to get to that level? So you're thinking about, what do I need? It's drum rudiments, right? Fundamentals. Improve my technique on the drums so that I can play efficiently. I need drum rudiments in order to play solos. I need drum rudiments to help me with fills. And then I've got to learn the basic technique of how to play simple time beats, compound time beats, and the like, playing different time signatures, and which instruments to play along with on in particular styles and particular genres of music based on what we're playing. So these are things that you need to think about. If you're picking up the piano and maybe you are a vocalist, you have the vocals as your primary instrument, but you want to learn how to play the piano, then you got to think, okay, what are the primary techniques or what are the primary aspects of that instrument that I need to learn in order to become proficient in this instrument to inevitably help my playing? Learning different instruments does actually help with music production and being a better musician. Some food for thought. Learning scales. If I want to be a great guitarist or a great soloist, there's just no way that I can get around playing scales. I have to play scales. Those are the fundamentals. They're like the rudiments of drums. If I want to be a great drummer, long notes, if I want to be playing any wind instrument, and then chords and arpeggios, I think, relating to piano. If you know better, please comment and let's contribute to the conversation. I don't profess to know it all, but like I said, this is my offering for someone who's thinking about this and maybe feeling a bit weird because they've been told, you can't do it all. Focus on one thing. Now, you know, all you need to do is literally be disciplined in the act, carve out time, organize your life, and hey, guess what? It might happen. All right, so I said there, number one, carve out time in your day. How many hours are you willing to spend on that instrument in order to get proficient and really good at playing it? Number two, I said, learn the fundamentals. Figure out which fundamental technique, which fundamental aspect of that instrument you would need to learn and practice in order to become proficient in that instrument. Third, using that instrument to play different genres or different styles will help you grow multiple perspectives on the music. There, in essence, number three is about playing to other songs. So once you've learned the fundamentals of the instrument and you've carved out time so you know how much time you're putting in, now you've actually got to go pick different genres, pick different songs, and play along to them on that instrument. Then you'll learn different styles, you'll learn different genres, and you'll know how to interpret that particular sound of the instrument or the tone of the instrument or the timbre of the instrument into that specific style. And obviously, the more that you play with other people, which is step four, when you start playing with other people and you've gained the confidence and the proficiency, then you have some better understanding of how the two elements of music function together. So if you're looking at the two elements of, or the two instruments rather, let's not use the word element and so that I don't confuse you, how the drums and the bass guitar sort of work together in jazz, or what the piano is doing rhythmically in conjunction with the vocalist or the bassist or even the electric guitarist when we're looking at melody in funk music, in the funk genre. The correlation between the bass drum and the lead guitar in rock music. What are the functions of the drum beat and the rhythmic guitar in rock music? Okay, so the more you play, the more you can make connections and gain multiple perspectives on the role of the instrument in that particular genre and learn how to play it and interpret the music correctly. Once you can make those connections, then it means you can have more fun on the instrument, and then ultimately we are making music, which is what it's all about. That is what it's all about.